USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump made it clear during the last NFL season he expected players to stand for the national anthem.
They should stand. You have to stand. It's our national anthem. You have to stand.
Last night, a new preseason began for the NFL, and some players were still protesting, kneeling during the anthem. Before the game against Tampa Bay, Miami Dolphin wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson knelt, while teammate Robert Quinn raised his fist. Stills told reporters after the game,
"I thought I was going to be by myself out there, and today I had an angel with me, with Albert being out there. And you know, I'm grateful that he sees what's happening and he wants to stand up and do something about it as well."
The death toll up to 8 in the car fire in Redding, California, as a heavy equipment operator died yesterday battling the fire. This is USA Radio News.
You heard about the recent tragic officer-involved shootings where officers fatally shot an innocent bystander and in another where a hostage was killed? This is no criticism of law enforcement. I'm telling you this because these are trained professionals. They train for these scenarios thoroughly, and yet there were tragic outcomes. So what does this say for the rest of us who go shooting maybe once a month at best? Don't risk being underprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying that moment. Instead, practice frequently with iTarget Pro. Revolutionizing home firearm training, iTarget Pro uses your actual gun so you can become proficient with the firearm you use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. And right now you can save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, time, and take your skill to the next level, safely and effectively. That's the letter I, iTargetPro.com, offer code WAR, iTargetPro.com.
The voting was Tuesday, but a gubernatorial race is still undecided, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The Republican primary for governor in Kansas remains too close to call between Trump-endorsed Secretary of State Kris Kobach and incumbent Governor Jeff Collier. Kobach is in charge of the vote count as Kansas Secretary of State, but he says he'll recuse himself from that process.
There's really no point in doing it because the Secretary of State doesn't actually have any role in the counting of provisional ballots or in any recount. You're head of the state election process, but all of the work is done at the county level. The counties do the counting of ballots.
Additional votes, including mail-in ballots, will be reported today and next week. Election workers in the state's 105 counties will begin examining each of thousands of provisional ballots.
The L.A. County D.A. is going to handle assault cases against actors Anthony Anderson and Steven Seagal, as well as disgraced movie exec Harvey Weinstein. L.A. police sending the cases to the D.A. now for review. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is raising the city's emergency level ahead of a weekend Unite the Right 2 rally. The white nationalist rallies to take place right across the street from the White House on Sunday on the anniversary of last year's rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left a female counter-protester dead. Bowser's order activates D.C.'s Emergency Operations Center, which makes it easier for local authorities to then work with federal and state agencies. D.C.'s police chief says police will be working to keep rally participants and counter-protesters greatly separated. An airstrike in northern Yemen has killed dozens of children. The kids were reportedly on a field trip when the airstrike carried out by the Saudi Arabian-led coalition hit their bus in a busy market yesterday. At least 50 people were killed. More than two dozen of them were children. Saudi Arabia says the attack was a legitimate military operation aimed at Yemeni rebels being supported by Iran. And the new chief of the U.S. Border Patrol is the first woman to run that agency. Carla Provost was promoted after she was named acting chief last year. She's been with the Border Patrol for more than two decades. Find us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.